This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McKee. More than 280,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and there are nearly 4.2 million confirmed infections. In the United States, more than 80,000 people have died, and the number of confirmed infections exceeds 1.3 million. The federal government is sending supplies of the first drug that appears to have speed the recovery of COVID-19 patients to six states. Remdesivir was cleared for emergency use by the Food and Drug Administration last week. Now the Department of Health and Human Services says it's delivering 360 cases of the antiviral drug to Illinois, New Jersey, Michigan, Connecticut, Maryland, and Iowa. Each case contains 40 vials of remdesivir. State and local health departments will distribute it, but HHS says it will go to more critical patients, including those on ventilators or in need of supplemental oxygen. Two members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force placed themselves in quarantine after having contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, will be teleworking for the next 2 weeks after it was determined he had a low-risk exposure to a person at the White House. The CDC said in a statement he felt fine and had no symptoms. The Food and Drug Administration also, a few hours earlier, confirmed that FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn came in contact with someone who tested positive and was in self-quarantine for the next 2 weeks. He tested negative for the virus. Germany's Federal Intelligence Agency says it doubts the U.S. allegations that the novel coronavirus originated in a Chinese laboratory, saying the allegations were aimed at diverting attention from the U.S. failure to contain the disease. The German Federal Intelligence Service had asked the members of the U.S.-led Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance for evidence to support the allegations. This is VOA News. The politics over fighting the coronavirus pandemic is playing out in state houses across the United States. Republican-controlled legislatures are increasingly going after executive powers invoked by Democratic governors to close businesses in an effort to limit movement and curb the spread of COVID-19. The partisan moves to undermine Democratic governors who invoke stay-at-home orders are most pronounced in states like Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. All three are key to President Donald Trump's path to re-election, but the moves could backfire on Republicans if they are successful and the virus surges back in the fall right around the November election. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez warned Saturday that the coronavirus pandemic remains a threat, lying in wait as his country moves toward easing its strict lockdown. Speaking in Madrid Saturday, Sanchez said that he asked his countrymen to show the greatest precaution and prudence because the virus has not gone away. It's still there. One of the worst hit countries, Spain, plans a phased transition through to the end of June, with around half of the 47 million people being allowed out to socialize to a limited degree, beginning Monday in restaurants offering some outdoor services. Moscow's sky was lit up by fireworks Saturday as Russia marked World War II Victory Day. The display was part of muted festive activities amid a lockdown imposed to curb the spread of the coronavirus. With the number of infections rising, Russian President Vladimir Putin last month postponed the highlight of annual Victory Day celebrations, a massive parade on the Red Square that showcases Moscow's most sophisticated military hardware, to an unspecified date. The massive fireworks display, traditionally held on the eve of Victory Day, went ahead, but people were required to watch the show from home amid coronavirus restrictions. Newly appointed Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi called for the release of all protest detainees Saturday, except individuals whose hands have been stained with Iraqi blood. Iraq had been facing a mass protest movement since October of last year, which brought down former Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi 2 months later. His cabinet had stayed on in a caretaker capacity until lawmakers approved the new government on Wednesday. Security forces and powerful militia groups killed hundreds of mostly unarmed demonstrators, while scores were arrested over the last 6 months before the global coronavirus pandemic placed most Iraqi cities on lockdown. In his televised address, Kadhimi also called for a committee to reevaluate relations between Iraq and the United States in an effort to protect Iraq's sovereignty. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.